News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Lane City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 22. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Closings and cancellations continue with slick conditions still prevalent on many county roads. Fairfield Community High School will be closed for the remainder of the week. Today is the last emergency day, and tomorrow and Friday will be remote learning days. Students should check Google Classroom for assignments, and any student needing meals should contact 847-9418 and leave a message. In addition, the Board of Education meeting scheduled for tomorrow has been rescheduled to this Monday. Jasper will be remote learning for the rest of the week, and New Hope and Jeff also plan to do so. North Wayne will have a remote learning plan day today, so there will be no assignments for students. Wayne City and Edwards County schools are closed for in-person learning today, but will have remote learning, and meals will be delivered in Edwards County to students who signed up for them. All Clay County schools are closed, as is Little Prairie Preschool. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Horizon Healthcare Clinics in Carmi, Cisney, and Grayville, along with the FMH Albion Lab Draw Station, are closed today. The Fairfield Horizon Healthcare Office is open from 9 to 5. The FMH Risk Tent will be closed until Monday, but urgent care is open today through Sunday from 9 to 5. As with yesterday, anyone with a respiratory-like illness can report to the Medical Arts Complex Screening Station while the tent is closed. The emergency department remains open. Some senior centers will be open for minimum service. The Albion and West Salem sites are open, but Grayville remains closed. Fairfield is open today for in-town delivery only. Feed My Sheep Soup Kitchen remains closed today. The Albion Moose Family Center Kitchen will be open this Friday, but it won't serve fried chicken. The clothesline in Fairfield is closed the rest of the week, and it plans to reopen Monday. The Ash Wednesday service at the Fairfield First United Methodist Church has been canceled, and the CDC and New to You are closed. Sunrise Sanitation in Fairfield and Albion will run a day late this week, and all F&B locations, including drive-thrus, will open at 9 o'clock this morning. A full listing of closings and cancellations can be found on WFIWradio.com. More news next.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cashback match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter.
Wabash General Hospital's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic has moved to 209 Northwest 11th Street in Fairfield. But our team of experienced providers is still right here in the community. Our comprehensive orthopedic services have you covered from the time of injury or diagnosis and throughout the treatment and rehabilitation process. Plus, with radiology services done on site, you can receive complete, trusted care right here in your community. Care you can trust in the place you call home. Schedule an appointment today, 618-842-4180.
Stop at John's Butcher Block now through Saturday and save on items like boneless chicken breast, just $1.99 a pound, or get smoking deals on extra lean ground beef for just $3.99 a pound, and get sizzling deals on boneless pork chops for just $2.99. Don't forget their deli has Cajun turkey for only $6.49. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card, located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
In other news, cold temperatures across the Midwest and Eastern Seaboard have caused certain interstate natural gas pipes to limit flows into Illinois. North Texas and Oklahoma gas and oil fields have had to shut down production. Natural gas prices have skyrocketed on several pipelines. To help reduce cost and lower bills, the Village of Wayne City has respectfully asked its customers to take every effort to safely reduce their natural gas consumption by lowering the thermostat in homes, if safe for residents, and by lowering the thermostat during unoccupied periods. Natural gas-powered equipment shouldn't be operated if possible, but people can run space heaters. Temperatures should begin warming today, and pricing should then move back toward normal. However, it may be advisable to keep gas usage low for the rest of the month. The Wayne County Health Department announced 5 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the past 2 days, 3 males in their 30s and a male and female in their 60s.
The county had 1,494 total cases, with 25 cases active and in isolation. The department also announced one additional person with a lab-confirmed case had passed away, bringing that total to 51. One new positive rapid antigen test was announced as well, leaving the probable case total at 154. Six of those cases were isolating and were being actively contact traced. No new cases were announced in Edwards County on coronavirus.illinois.gov, and Jefferson County added two and sat at 4,007. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,348 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 32 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,164,922 cases and 20,034 deaths. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for February 9th through the 15th was 2.8%. The southern region had a rate of 2.9% on the 13th, up from 2.7% on the 12th. State Senator Darren Bailey gave an update recently on the bills he's working on in his new position. He says he's coming out with a voter integrity bill, which would call for a move back to paper ballots and for voter identification. He's also working to make it easier on teachers in the state.
I've got a few bills that I'm excited about. I had one on the table last year and had bipartisan support on it. That's ending the EdTPA licensure for education, making it easier for teachers to, just a simple belief that, again, when someone comes out of our universities and ready to go to school, if they've received a degree from our universities, you would and then go and be hired by our school board, you think they should be qualified to teach. But the state, we were able to change and kind of get rid of a basic skills test 2 years ago. And now we're going to try to get rid of this EdTPA bill. It's just another roadblock that the state has put. And it's hard for a lot of people. There's a lot of good people who have been in the classrooms that have trouble passing this for some reason, and it really proves no point.
Appearing on the Community Connection, Bailey also spoke on the police reform bill and its current status.
Yes, I believe we're looking at probably into March, obviously, for that to take place. So if people are still calling, we're still encouraging people to call the governor's office and encourage and implore him, not to veto it, because obviously if he does nothing, then it automatically goes into law, and otherwise he can sign it, which would, put his stamp of approval on it, or he could veto it. And if he would veto it, then everything would start all over again. There would have to be a new bill, and the whole process would begin again. So we anticipate the bill to go into a law, unfortunately. So whether or not he ignores it and allows it or signs it is yet to be, he's made no comments on that.
Bailey says the Senate is scheduled to meet on some days in March, but he noted it's easier to cancel sessions than it is to plan them at the last minute. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency has some tips to winterize homes and save energy. Kim Howard has the story.
There are some steps you can take to help extend your fuel supply and protect your house from the bitter cold, says IEMA spokesperson Rebecca Clark.
Insulate walls and attics, caulk and weatherize doors and windows, hang blankets over windows at nights, but make sure you let that sunshine in during the day so that you can try and warm up that home. And cover any cracks around doors with rugs or newspapers or towels or something like that to serve as a barrier to keep that cold air out. Avoid running the dishwasher and washing machine and clothes dryer. Just cut down on the use of those big, large appliances. And another one that most people often don't think of is reverse your ceiling fan to turn clockwise. That produces an updraft that will move the warm air that collects near the ceiling and push it down to the rest of your room.
If you don't have any heat, IEMA advises closing off doors and vents in unused rooms and to make sure alternative heat sources like fireplaces and space heaters have proper ventilation. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Rodney Weinzerl, executive director of the Illinois Corn Growers Association, says several of their priorities fit in with some goals of the Biden administration. He says they expect discussion in the spring about a new infrastructure package, mainly because it would help the economy.
It's a long-term investment, and it helps our nation's competitive position in business be better long-term. And, the issue there that we've been working on is the upgrading of the river system, upgrading the locks that are on the Illinois River and the Mississippi River. And by doing that, we will save energy. We'll use less energy.
He also says an upgrade to the river system would mean moving a lot more grain by the river compared to trains and trucks. Today's crude oil price is $53. That's up 50 cents from yesterday. The March crude oil price is $60.50. And the guest today on the Community Connection will be State Senator Darren Bailey. Community Connection airs at 7:30 on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Morning Coffee will feature Mark Turner, Tom Levine, and Ken Odie. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hosselton or Daniel Fopay at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Hi there, Jackson Hewitt Tax Service here. Want to save some money filing your taxes? File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt now and pay $50 less than you paid someone else last year. That's right, pay $50 less than last year. Have your taxes done by a skilled Jackson Hewitt tax pro and get the biggest refund possible, guaranteed. It's win-win-win. Get more, pay less, but act now. The offer won't last. Get your coupon code and offer details at jacksonhewitt.com. That's Jackson Hewitt.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 82-year-old Carmi resident Carolyn Vopple died on Sunday. Carolyn Vopple is survived by her husband Lowell, children Dwayne, Ken, David, Diana, and Becky, 12 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, and siblings David and Linda. Services for Carolyn Vopple will be held today at noon at the First Baptist Church in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 55-year-old Michael Edward Crayer died last Wednesday. Mike Crayer is survived by his wife Tori, two children, two granddaughters, and several siblings, nieces, and nephews. Visitation for Mike Crayer will be held from 10 to noon on Saturday at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 86-year-old Sisney resident Dorothy LaDonna Lambridge died on Sunday. Dorothy Lambridge is survived by her husband Dean, children Mary, Tamara, and Ivan, sister Billy, six grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Private services for Dorothy Lambridge will be held. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 22. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
The 12th annual Leap into Savings sale will be held the 26th and 27th. Store-wide discounts and big fun will be found at Uniquely Rustique. Many items will be marked down to just a dollar, and there will be deep discounts on discontinued Melissa and Duck toys. It will be a great time to stock up. Everyone at Uniquely Rustique is truly grateful for the continued community support. Shopping small benefits us all. Visit us on Facebook or at UniquelyRustique.com.
It's time for a Wednesday check of sports. In sports-related cancellations, high school boys basketball, Edwards County versus El Dorado today has been postponed to 4 p.m. Saturday. Junior high boys basketball, Cisney at Grayville canceled. In junior high volleyball, New Hope versus West Salem, Cisney at Clay City have been canceled. Keep an eye on the website at WFIWradio.com for any more closings or cancellations as they come in. FCHS is ranked 7th in the latest AP 2A Boys High School Basketball poll. Other area schools in the top 10 include Mount Carmel at number 4 and Nashville at number 8. Springfield's Sacred Heart Griffin holds down the top spot. Other Southern Illinois teams receiving votes include Massac County, Benton, Breeze Mater Dei, Breeze Central, and Columbia. Kofi Coburn's fourth straight double-double of 17 points and 10 rebounds helped Illinois defeat Northwestern 73-66 in college basketball Tuesday night. Ayu Dosunmu added 13 points and 5 assists for the fifth-ranked Illini, who have now won 6 in a row. Illinois improved to 15-5 overall, 11-3 in the Big Ten. The Illini travel to Minnesota Saturday to take on the Golden Gophers. In other top 25 college action last night, it was Georgia over number 19 Missouri 80-70. Number 22 Oklahoma State defeats Iowa State 74-58. In the NBA, the Celtics topped the Nuggets 112-99, Pelicans 144, Grizzlies 113, Raptors beat the Bucks 124-113, Lakers 112, Timberwolves 104, Trailblazers get by the Thunder 115-104, and the Nets beat the Suns 128-124. In the NHL, the Islanders blank the Sabres 3-0, Capitals 3, Penguins 1, Devils over the Rangers 5-2, Avalanche beat the Golden Knights 3-2, and the Kings over the Wild 4-0. Pitchers and catchers report today for the Cardinals as spring training opens in Jupiter, Florida. Full squad workouts are set to begin next Monday. The Cardinals' Grapefruit League schedule opens February 28th and closes March 29th with the regular season opener April 1st in Cincinnati. Cubs and White Sox also open spring training today with pitchers and catchers reporting. Cubs begin workouts in Mesa, Arizona, while the Sox will hold workouts in Glendale. Full squad workouts for both teams begin next Monday. Cubs start their Cactus League schedule March 1st, while the Sox schedule kicks off February 28th. The Steelers and Cowboys will meet in the Hall of Fame game August 5th in Canton, Ohio to kick off the NFL preseason. The Pro Football Hall of Fame announced the game on Twitter. The two were to have met in the game last year, but it was canceled due to the pandemic. Here's your schedule for today. In the NBA, the Bulls host the Pistons. Pacers are in Minnesota. Knicks at the Magic. Hawks at the Celtics. Rockets at the 76ers. Nuggets at the Wizards. Trailblazers at the Pelicans. Thunder at the Grizzlies. Heat at the Warriors. The Jazz at the Clippers. Top 25 college basketball. Number 18 USC is at home against Arizona State. Number 20 Tennessee hosts South Carolina. Number 23 Loyola Chicago hosts Valparaiso. And number 24 Kansas is at Kansas State. In the NHL today, the Blackhawks are in Detroit, Panthers at the Hurricanes, Senators at the Maple Leafs, Canucks at the Flames, and the Jets play the Oilers. That is a Wednesday check of sports. Your Classic Hits Fairfield area weather forecast. Cloudy skies today, high 22. 50% chance for snow tonight, low 15. For tomorrow, 40% chance for snow, high 25. Partly cloudy, 25 on Friday. For Saturday, partly sunny, high 32. And the outlook for Sunday, rain a possibility with the high 38. Overnight low was 5 above. Yesterday's high was 17. Currently, humidity at 79%. Winds are calm, and the pressure at 30.42. Cloudy skies right now. We've got 7 here at the WFIW Studios east of Fairfield.